Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. The Florida trifecta back on for Thursday on The Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have everybody here. Rob is in Miami. Josh in St. Augustine, and I'm in Fort Myers. You know, somehow we ought to milk that with the Florida Chamber of Commerce or something, that this is a Florida podcast. Rob, let me ask you this right out of the gate. The circumstances obviously are not joyous for you to be down there with your dad in the hospital. And, you know, and it's been a more of a slog than you anticipated. But the Florida lifestyle, what little you have been out and about and gotten into, and I'm talking about anything you want to talk about regarding that. How have you found the, you know, the day? Because really, when you come down and you're visiting somebody in the hospital, you're not coming down on a vacation at all. You're coming down to take care of some biz. So you're kind of living a, you know, a life that's not totally normal, but you're not down on pleasure either.
And you know? And you said you had some plans yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he'll talk about his Havana restaurant later on.
I want to say thank you to everyone who reached out. Everyone has been really, really kind. But yesterday was a really light day at the hospital because when we got there in the morning, my dad had already been taken down for a procedure and he was waiting in pre-op. And then by the time he got back up to the room, it was nearly 3 and he was all doped up on goofballs from the procedure. So he mostly had 3 or 4 bites of hospital cake. Meatloaf, which looked great. If you're going to have meatloaf, go ahead and have hospital meatloaf.
They really still are offering meatloaf in a hospital.
Oh, it's the food is horrendously offensive.
Shouldn't they just jump straight to Salisbury steak at that point?
I would think so.
Put it on a round bun, for God's sake. You know what I mean? Put a Subway in there. You know, put something that's super cheap but edible in there, Mike, instead of trying to give them real food.
I saw in the lobby that this hospital, runniest mashed potatoes 3 years in a row. So good
nasty
for them.
And by the way, that to me, for institutional food, the mashed potatoes are normally a tell.
The instant mashed potatoes.
The mashed potatoes, if they taste like, you know, the inside of a gun barrel, that's usually, you know, an indicator that it might not be the best, most delicious thing you've ever eaten. It's nastiness. But as far as I know, you've been in the hospital and out.
So we did that. And then he was asleep most of the afternoon. So I was able to sort of roam around and I went outside the hospital. And what I found is a very nice guy. And now I'm addicted to meth. So it's really great down here.
All right. Is it like most city hospitals where it is not in perhaps the most stellar part of town? Is that what it is?
Mike, every part of Miami is stellar. As I screamed to Kathy yesterday, look, there's palm trees at the strip mall. So there's that.
Could you see yourself as a Floridian when you come down here? Do you enjoy Florida when you come down to visit?
It was the most striking thing was leaving 40 degrees and coming off a plane into 85 degrees. Yeah. And you know what? It's really pleasant, this time of year to come down here and see beautiful sunny weather and water and all that stuff. I don't know if I could do it all year round, but I'm enjoying it right now as best.
You've got an amazing view from where you are.
Gorgeous. I love it.
You get to look out. What floor are you on?
We're on the 3rd floor. But then right behind us is the Intercoastal Waterway right here. Yeah. We're in North Miami.
Do you have boats going by all the time?
We see boats, but the best thing is waterfowl. There's herons and all that stuff.
You like birds?
Here.
Are you a
I
bird
like birds.
Dude?
I love watching birds.
I was telling Carla last night, one of the best things about Florida, one of the things I truly love, I am a bird person. I love birds.
Boys.
I love birds. I really
lousy,
do.
Lousy, stinking, lice-ridden birds.
And when you talk, no, they're not lice-ridden. But
I know,
when you come down here, you realize that we always talk about the insects will be here when we're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think the birds will be right before. If the birds go, they'll be right before the insects go. Because the birds, when you think about what they've adapted to, and
they were dinosaurs, remember?
Dinosaurs, but they're down here in concrete jungles.
Yeah.
And you'll see a great egret fishing on the side of a bank where there's a highway. It's a, I think it's a beautiful thing the way they do that.
Do the birds eat the little lizards? Because there's also a lot of those around here.
That question, I do not know.
I haven't seen that.
I have never seen a lizard, you know, tackled by a bird. Are you close to the highway where you are?
We're right off Route 1.
Oh, that's the main drag. That's
yeah,
the
which,
main
as you
drag.
Know, is the way. If you want to, it's like only three streets away from my house, but it's just a very long street.
Yeah, you can hear it. You can hear the commuters. It's busy over there.
We're about 3 miles from 95. You just go up the road and take a turn, so it's nice.
You,
it's a good area.
You really haven't answered my question as to the Florida lifestyle and what
I
you
don't
think
I could.
Of the Florida.
Okay. I don't think I could.
And
because,
why would that be?
Costco's too far.
Costco is actually close. Kathy gave me a tour of the whole area last night, and she said, and Costco's over there, and there's my Whole Foods and all that. I think I would miss the change in weather. The fact, like, knowing I would never see a snowstorm again, that's a little bit of a drag. I like snow.
That is the only thing I miss, besides snow? Sports teams, is the weather change.
Yeah.
I get tired of it.
Right now, it's perfect. It's so pretty right now.
I will occasionally say to myself, and I'm flying up to the great state of Maine for December for Christmas. I will be up there, but I never really have that moment where do I occasionally look at fall colors or something like that and have just a moment, maybe, but not.
Well,
not
when
really.
You talk about to me, when you talk about, oh my God, oppressive heat at 10 in the morning. Oh my God, it's so hot. We're used to it, but it's hot, hot.
Yeah, but
hot.
You get that in the summer in DC.
We do, but we always have the idea of relief coming, and you know it doesn't ever get cold. So I like the extremes. But
speaking
you know what?
Of relief, there,
there
are
places, worse places to be.
On speaking of Route 1 and relief, there are a lot of places on Route 1 you could probably get relief.
Yeah,
I would think
Just opened. I think it's called Don's Gold.
Don't lean into your microphone. So
oh, you're
much.
Right. You're right. I'm
I
sorry.
Saw your setup yesterday. You know, you came down and weren't sure what the schedule was going to be like. So you did what we've all done. I think, Josh, we've all done it at one time or another. We jerry-rig a setup because, you know, once you've got Rob looks like that backdrop was set for him by a major network with the view. And then if you I saw a picture that Rob posted of his setup, and it looks like he's got a TV stand turned upside down
on its side. Yeah,
on
it's
its
on
side.
Its side. So the casters are today. I've actually upgraded and the computer is sitting on my suitcase on top of the TV stand. Yeah, it's much picture. Better than that. Much more high-tech.
And if you
that.
Want to know the color, I would describe that leg is off-gray.
Yeah.
It's funny you should mention that. That's not my leg. That's my father's leg that I brought home from the hospital.
That is. Can I see that shot again? Because that is, I mean, if I'm going to be in, that is a beautiful view that you have right on the I mean that's if you're going to be in Miami that rocks man seeing
this
that
is,
I love
this
that
is
view.
The place to be. We're about a mile and a half from the actual ocean, but right. To get up in the morning and to see this water behind you and the birds and everything, this is a treat to do this. And I wasn't gonna set up out here.
Why don't you take care of that family a little bit you're living with down there? Maybe this afternoon, take a squeegee to that window. Maybe you know, maybe just a little squeegee to that window might be.
Mike, as you know, it's the salt air.
And maybe just, I agree, it is. No, Rob, it really is. That's
I know.
What
I know.
Does that. Yeah. I know.
And but I didn't even know that picture was being taken. Kathy snuck in and took that gangster style when I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, you can tell you're not posing.
Exactly.
But maybe lay out in the sun for a little bit today, too. Get a little sun.
No.
Yeah,
you
and then
like
and
radish.
Then Mike, then it would look chocolatey brown, just like Josh.
So speaking of Josh, he moved to the top of the hit parade today when he discussed what he said he wanted to talk about, as he put it.
Yes.
Tipping.
Yes, I tried to think of another word besides tipping.
Gratuity.
So we didn't get distracted
gratuity.
By the G. Yeah, we can put the G at the front. Gratuity.
Gratuity.
Now, isn't there a country singer named Aaron Tippin? I think there is. So I mean, that if you say gratuity, you'll avoid all sorts of confusion.
There's an actress named Tippi Hedren who's old.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
dead. I'm not sure.
I think dead and a mother of Melanie Griffith.
Didn't we have Tippi Hedren in studio one time? I believe we had Tippi Hedren from the Birds.
She played strip trivia.
She came in and she was in her 70s.
Yeah, and she was actually still beautiful.
She still had that movie star look to her. Anyway, getting back, there, a couple of things I didn't realize. I didn't know that our boy Josh here was, a regular visitor to, get a little rub down once in a while.
Yeah, Mike, he likes rubbing.
I try to go monthly to a massage. I think just because I'm so tall and lanky that my thing bones lock up, and with getting age and older, it hurts.
That's a great medical description of your condition. My bones lock up.
Are you going to the big and tall massage parlor, or are you still going to the standard height?
Thank you, Linda, for the super chat, TMOS Weather Channel. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. That's very kind of you. Thank you. Well, that's exciting.
Well, a new massage place opened up down here over the summer, so I switched and said, let me try this place out, and I enjoyed it, and it was a good spot.
Wasn't it the Bob Craft massage Emporium?
No, Mike, it's Kirkland. Kirkland Massage, right next to the optical department.
Yep, right between the optical and the food court.
Was it called the Happy Happy Joy Joy Massage Emporium?
No.
Okay. Mike, the motto there is, you'll definitely know when we're done.
What's the name? Would you like to give them a pluck? A plug?
No.
And a pluck.
No.
Okay.
All right. So I switched to this place. This place, they don't speak much English.
Speaking mostly in their native German.
But they do a very good job, and I've got a bad shoulder that I hurt in Europe that I haven't been able to get into the doctor for.
You've heard of Hand and Stone, right? Yes. Do you have Hand and Stones where you live? This one's called Hand and Bone.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
No, you guys can keep going that angle. I go for medical reasons.
I know you go for medical reasons. So they don't.
Sure.
Thank you to Chris Arnold for another super chat.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm going to need a lot more than $10.
Well, you know what? This is really not your money today. It's getting Rob back to Virginia. That's the whole idea. So
right.
He can get a good rate on a real airline back to Virginia.
I have right now 2/3 payment done. I'm Leadway. I've got a bus ticket. And
very
it's
excited.
Almost paid for. So,
can I stop you, Josh, for
a
second here?
Amtrak now goes Miami to D.C.
Yes, it does.
Takes you can go all the way up hours. There.
Yeah. Josh.
Yes.
When you mentioned that they don't speak English.
Yes.
I just have one major question. Are they of Asian extraction?
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
They are.
All right. Yeah. So you realize that the very fact that you've put that together, there is a bit of a reputation.
I know there's
the
a reputation.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Do you ever get the sense that if you were so inclined,
Don't think so at this
place.
All right, this is a pretty upscale office place.
They're the best ones. So. You don't want it to be sketchy, Josh.
Here's the other reason. So I switched to these people. They do a very good job. I've been very happy.
Do you have a standard therapist that you go to? And I'll be kind. I'll call them a therapist. And did we have a name of the therapist?
I did. And then she left.
Okay.
The place. So that's why. And then I went through like three other places, people at the place I go to. None of them were great. So I tried this other place. They've been good.
Chris Arnold says he's helping finance Josh's next rub down. And that's really the great name for a massage, a rub down.
And Mike, just for fun, let's spell it rub with two B's.
Yeah, there you go. For your sake. For you today.
Appreciate
it's
it.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, this lady, she goes by the name Lisa.
That's her real name. Like my barber is named Mary.
Right.
I used to go to
a lady that had a very unusual name. She was, I think, from somewhere in Korea.
Yeah.
But she had a famous baseball pitcher's name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was
it? And he's the father. Her name was Tug.
Oh, see, I was going with Palmer.
Both great. Yeah.
After, of course, Tug McGraw.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, as a matter of fact, when I would go to that place, I wouldn't really give them massage instructions. I would give them instructions that would normally be found shooting skeet, because every time I would go in there, I would say pull.
Well, I thought, Mike,
bada bing, bada boom.
When you were dealing with Tug McGraw, I thought you would just flash signs.
No, well, you've dropped
like
that.
A
you're
catcher.
In it. Oh, yes, yes, the sign, stealing signs.
Exactly.
So, go ahead, Josh, I apologize.
Well, it reminds me, did I tell you guys that I tried to get a massage in London? Because
really?
On the way out of Europe, my shoulder was killing me, and I tried.
Uh-huh.
I could not find a place on the internet that was not going to rape me.
Yeah.
It was all inappropriate.
Did you say rape you?
Yes. Their massages were...
You mean, are you talking about the financial end of things or physically?
Physically. Physically. The London massages are pick which girl you want to lay on top of you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow.
All right.
I can't imagine going to London and just getting that kind of service. You want to see, like, the Tower of London or something.
Right. You got to do a little both, I guess.
Well, yeah, but
technically, they do see the Tower of London. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted
all right, so
50
anyway,
times.
So when I first tried this place out, they had a little thing at the bottom of their menu of list of services, and they had a little asterisk, and they said, for tip-in, it said 30% or more recommended.
Okay.
30%'s a lot.
That is a lot. They should build that into the cost, you know, if they want that much.
I've never tipped 30%.
What are the increments that they offer? Half hour, hour? What are the...
I normally get the... 80-minute.
Okay.
And it is $135, $140. Okay.
That's so
like
a little
right
more
away.
Than a dollar a minute. Is
when you say 80 minutes, that tells me right away, perhaps legitimate. Because that is a...
It's not a 15-minute.
Yeah, in the...
Yes.
Or Mike, 80 minutes. A four-minute.
So 80-minute, 100 how much?
100, I think it's 130, 140, something like that.
Let's say it's $140. Rob, 30% of $140.
42.
42. That doesn't sound totally ridiculous.
You don't think that sounds unreasonable?
But think about this. If something costs you $10, do you want to pay $13 for it? No. It costs you $10.
And that is my view, too. And also, this is a small business where it's owned by her. She's the only employee. She runs it.
Oh, so this is a single proprietor, much like Carla is an esthetician.
Yes.
She's a single proprietor.
Not at all like that, Mike. It's not at all. It's not.
So you tip the 30%. Do they?
So
it's they say encouraged?
It says encouraged. It says yes.
That means she's gotten probably clients that and it is a tipping business when you're providing that, whether it be a nail salon, an esthetician, a massage, you know, that's how they get their extra moolah. But putting 30% down,
my normal tip is like $25.
That's pretty solid,
and I've always thought that was a decent tip, and no one complained at the last place I went to.
I'm curious, Josh, when you go there, do you show them the tip before you get the massage?
You put the tip on the table.
No, I do not. No.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, I'm going to pay full cost, but here's 30. This is just
pull.
The tip.
But here's my problem is I continued when I switched to this place with the $25 tip.
All right.
Okay.
Even though they had it at the bottom in small font. Mm-hmm. The next time I came...
Hold on.
That little notice at the bottom of the menu turned into a sign on the wall behind the cash register.
Oh, they
and
mean
now
it
says
then. Yeah.
Where it's just a printed out piece of paper that just says 30 minimum 30% tip suggested.
Wow.
Okay. So then, that's telling me that instead of your 80 minutes for $120, it should be 80 minutes for $160.
Well,
is what it
also,
should be.
So then I went back a third time.
Same day?
No. Yes. So then I went back last week.
Okay.
And the sign had moved from behind the cash register to in front of the cash register. The prices had increased from $130 to $140. And as I'm checking out, she's tapping on the sign.
Oh, like showing it to you.
Well, then run for your life.
So
screw that. I'm sorry.
So
no way.
My regular $25, and now that's the whole point of the discussion. Is now I think I got to. I don't think I'm crazy. I think I got to find a new.
I think you do too. I know. Yeah. I mean, that to me is if you're requiring it. It sounds like she's trying to have her cake and eat it too. Pardon me, but the fact is that you know if you want. if you're worried about you're not getting what you feel you're worth, you have to put your prices out there, and then people tip whatever they want.
And and that's my view, is now she's making it clear, at least to me, that she knows I'm not going to tip the 30%.
My wife, as an esthetician,
so why would she give me great service?
My wife, as an esty, as she likes to call it, will it go? It goes like this for her. She doesn't have a sign saying suggested. Mm. It will go anywhere from zero to she will call me and tell me what happened. So that's the tipping range that we're talking. We're talking about a tipping range for people that just don't, and she accepts it because that's the way it is. She has prices that are commensurate with her service, and then people that are incredibly generous, that are usually well-to-do, that will, you know, be really wonderful, and that's the way they do it every single time. I think it varies. To put a sign up in a place like that to say, you know, I don't know, that does it.
Something I wonder about is apparently every time you show up, something has changed. Prices have gone up. The sign has gotten
more. Well, I only go once a month. So but I don't know if it's like because
you don't
I scheduled an appointment. I'll print out a bigger sign.
Singling
you don't
him
think
out?
She's targeting you?
I don't I don't think so.
You
I
come
do,
in?
In the chat, Greg says it's a tax dodge. And that would make sense with no tax
that
or
is.
Tips.
Mm-hmm.
But then give me a discount if I'm going to tip you large.
Okay. Yeah. And I get the whole taxing thing, too. You know, and by the way, in this day and age, everybody's got to get by. I don't question her desire to, you know, make money. What I question is the way she's going about it. Her demeanor otherwise. Is she pleasant? Is she are there smiles or anything like that? Tapping a sign that says tip. So she's looking at you, and she's going like this.
Tapping the top of it because it's over the register. So like,
wow, you know, I'd be out of there in no time at all.
I wouldn't go back.
Register's here, and she's just tapping.
No, I would go. I wouldn't go back. No, you're tipping your 20, and you held your ground. Good for you.
Yeah, I just tipped the same.
But
and
I
left,
still
and
don't begrudge her for wanting. It's just the way she's going about it does
and
not.
And the
seem
phrasing is off. I mean, the way to make it sound expected is no good. I think better phrasing might be a 30% gratuity is standard, and that way you
but
know.
But is it?
I don't know. But if that's what she wants to be standard,
right? How do we
there are better ways
chats
to phrase it. Yeah. What are you
30%.
Doing?
I'm pointing at the super chats right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't have them.
I would like a 30% tip for this show today.
30%
if someone could
what
offer us a 30%. Look, we do it. We're working for tips, too.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, we are. We do every single day. That's the way.
Yes.
And everybody online does that. Anybody that has a presence online, that's what they do. You should see the guy on Chat Sports for Giants Now. Holy S. I mean, my God, the guy goes bat S. And I'm so jealous.
But you know
I'm
what?
So
someone,
jealous. Yes.
If someone wants to pay $140 for 80 minutes of this, they don't have to tip. It'll be okay.
That's true. We'll take it at retail price.
We'll take retail price.
And we'll pay our taxes on that. We don't have any taxes.
I think pointing to the sign for tipping, knowing that you... So she obviously knows you're not
she
a
knows,
big tipper.
Yeah, she knows that I don't hit the 30%, so she taps on it. And I take it just like when the people spin the little tablet around so you can tap on where to tip.
Thank you, Greg Klein. Yeah. To support your tax dodge. We appreciate that.
Hard
we
tax
could
dodge.
Yes.
Now, is there a sign that you think that Josh could hold up in response that he could tap? He could pull out a sign that says, like, I'm a cop and to it or something like that? Something that would set her off?
I think he just runs. I think he just runs in the other direction. I wouldn't have anything to do with that. And it sounds like, I don't know, man. It sounds like really when you're talking about tipping and you're talking about signs like that and... let me ask this question, and this is going to get a little delicate, Josh.
Okay.
And this is, and I'm always very careful with you because I know you speak the truth,
yes,
you know, except in politics. I'm going to,
his truth.
Yeah. Well, someday I'd like
I
to
love
just
on
get
election
him in a room.
Day.
I'd like to get him in a room. I really,
I love on
just
election day when Josh points at his sign.
Mm-hmm.
tap.
During your visits.
Yes.
Was there ever any moment, because I've had I've had a massage where I wasn't sure that something hinky might be going on, but I wasn't, whether it be at a resort or something like that. And I've also had, when I went out with the band. Anyway, so getting the thing, so I've been involved in all these different joints.
Yeah.
But the thing is, did you ever have a moment while visiting this particular location where there was a, you thought maybe if you were willing to ask, there might be other services provided?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now, I'll say there was a moment where things fell out of the blanket. Where I was no longer covered.
Hold on.
I was not covered.
And you're naked?
Yeah, I'm naked under the sheet.
How did this happen? Was there a tug? Was there, the blanket?
No, it was like stretching my legs or something.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that's awkward that's not covered anymore. And as I was thinking that, she took the blanket and whipped it and knocked it right back under.
Wow.
She, so, hold it, she
yeah,
used
she
the blanket?
With the blanket, yes.
Oh, then I would be out of there in no time.
So I don't think she wants anything to do with that.
Okay. All right. I don't know. It's very... I think you might want to try one of the chain locations, like Massage Envy or Hand in Stone.
But see, that creeps me out because that Massage Envy is the... that's the one that went down with what's his name from the Patriots.
No, oh, it's Kraft. Not.
Bob
no,
Kraft.
It's not.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
No, it's not. You're wrong. No, I read that. I read everything about that. That was like the Tokyo Spa that he went to.
I think
that
it was an independent. Yeah.
The Bob Kraft
then
was
who,
a.
Then who got in trouble at Massage Envy? Someone else got caught there.
It was
there
Bob Barker.
There might be a football player that went in there and was there. I think that any time you got a female putting hands on a male, there it lends itself to perhaps confusion. But I think the last place you would expect that would be like a Massage Envy. So if you're looking for it, now here's the thing, but hear me out here.
Never mind, that was Justin Tucker.
If you're okay, that was Justin Tucker that did that, and didn't he do that in multiple locations
multiple places?
Because he thought he was a football player that everybody would have the privilege of,
like
of grabbing his gear shift, right?
More like Justin Tugger. Am I right, ladies? That's unacceptable in this
issue
modern
was
day.
He would leave an extra tip when he left.
There it is. Hold it. Let me say this. If you go to one of the chain places, I hope Carla doesn't mind me saying this. Well, she has worked in places that had a professional masseuse and places that didn't. She prefers to have another esthetician. As a matter of fact, she's looking for an esthetician right now for her new joint. But let me get back to what I was going to tell you.
She is in the chat. She says to wear your underwear when you're getting a massage. I have been told at both places not to.
Both places were...
both places have told me to undress completely.
But to be fair, Josh does wear long underwear.
By the way, Carla is the Mike O'Mara show, in case you're wondering.
Well, we don't have time to chat in there while doing the show.
We don't. Here it is. If you go to one of the places that's a chain, your price structure will be much more understandable, and they price it out. The people that are in there are not sole proprietors. They are working for the chain. That's
right.
It.
But that's been my fear, is like that it's like someone that's working at Chili's.
Did Carla write that?
I guess
what
so.
What did she write?
It wasn't us.
Wank, wank.
Do you know, we have a good chain, and I don't know if it's down in Florida, but we have a chain in Northern Virginia. It's called Seed Spillers. And they're excellent.
All right. Okay. All right. Immediately, you wrecked it.
No, I did not wreck it. Like, we've been talking for a long time before I wrecked it.
That
so
is
it wasn't
so
immediately.
Nasty. That is so gross.
I don't know. I don't think it's any nastier than
so
Josh
gross.
Getting whipped with a towel.
That is. But the point is, if you're concerned about tipping, and you're obviously not concerned about the other thing, I think going to one of the regular chain places.
My concern of the chain is that it's the same type of employees that you get at a restaurant or at the Halloween store, that it's employees that don't care about their job.
Oh, like pop-ups?
Yeah.
That might be true. I mean, where was I recently where... The disinterest of people, it might have been some sort of retail operation where I just went in and it was just so not given us. Oh, I know. We went to, on between games, we wanted to go to a casual dining restaurant, by the way, where I mentioned it, where you get a steak And it was just so disinterested from top to bottom. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, I think that if you want a lot of things, if you want to get it top shelf, you got to go to somebody who's a sole proprietor, really. But that doesn't exist in America because the whole goal of America is the mauling of America where everybody has a Hobby Lobby or, you know, or something like that.
A Michaels.
Yes, a Michaels, a Michaels Crafts.
I need dowel rods. I'm going to Michaels.
LMT, licensed massage therapist for over 25 years in Maryland. You can wear clothes or not. Whatever makes the customer comfortable. And cover up with a sheet. I've never expected a tip, but most clients always do. Now, there is a person who is giving you the lowdown.
Yes. Now, so you're in a bad place. Most clients always do. So there are some people that go in these places and just walk out with no tip.
100%.
Yeah.
Carla
See,
has
I've never
clients,
thought of that.
Carla has regular clients that don't tip
all
the time, but they're regular.
Them because they're regular.
No,
they don't
she
tip?
Does. She gives the same quality facial to somebody who will either. It happens. So you just have, so the fact that this lady is laying that on people and has a sign up, I would say just on general principle, bye bye, see you later.
I like Rob's idea of just getting a fake police badge. And just leaving it on the pile of my clothes, right at the top.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it just would encourage her to be honest. That's all. What?
I wouldn't want to go. I'd feel just totally uncomfortable with that whole tipping thing going back in there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to have anything to do with it. It would be gross to me. It really would.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Mm. And somebody says always tip your barber. Oh, and let me give you the best scenario. You know what the best scenario? And anybody that provides services like this, barber, esthetician, masseuse, whatever, the best way in the world to do this is the online booking where you provide the tip right up front.
Yes.
You know the rules and you get up at the end of a haircut and you look at the barber and say, thanks, Kevin. See you later. And you walk out. And by the way, I'm sort of keeping Kevin out of business now that I've gone to a number one. I did it this morning. I gave myself a haircut this morning and I think I got the entire back done as well. Carla laughed at the back because there was a big patch of longer hair in the back.
I won't ask you to show the back, but I've had times
I'll show the back. Let me tell you what you think. Did I get it?
Yeah, it looks even.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I pulled out my...
There are times, Josh, when I shave my head, I'll go downstairs and I'll have like a postage stamp square of hair on the back of my head.
I didn't hear the reaction. Did it look all right?
It looks
great.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. I think I've mastered that. I hate to put him out of business, but now that I'm doing it this way, Rob can probably speak to this because he's been there with hair loss and stuff.
Yeah.
Rob, there is a tremendously long period if you want to grow your hair back out where you're going to look like somebody who lives in a refrigerator box. Am
exactly.
I right about that?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not
you've
prepared
got,
to
if
do
once
that.
You go short, you've got to maintain it.
And I don't really want to go with the regrowth thing at my age. And by the way, I see, in my world, I see the people that, are desperately holding on to what little hair they have. And I think that's it's just not worth it. It's not worth it at all. You fall that into that category. Get rid
I gave
of
up
it.
On it. Yeah, I gave up on it. And I can look at my dad is awful thin on top, but he hasn't given in yet.
Yeah.
And it's very wispy, and I don't like the look. I like it for to just, it's easy.
Yeah,
it's nice.
I've got a nice shaped head. Speaking of head, so Josh, back to the massage. No, I'm
How
kidding, of course.
Dare
yes,
you.
Yes, I am terribly sorry. You're hired, Mike. Tip yourself. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. I would give it a try, Josh. I would give the regular chain a try because, you know what? If you're going
or go back to my previous place.
What's your previous place?
Well, just further down the road.
Mr.
And that you left that previous place because the lady left.
I went there for a couple years,
right?
But an employee left. So that's
has anybody at the previous place that you went to, did anybody ever compliment you for being strong? Did they say, you're so strong?
Very strong, yes.
All right, what was that? No. Was that me that made that
No, that,
sound,
that, was
that?
That was me. I'm sorry about that. When
Only
John,
comments
you
I get
go
about
into
my...
Your body?
Yeah, yes. You froze. Sorry. Only comments I get is about how tight my shoulders are.
Okay. All right.
That they have to work on them hard.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to the original place, I don't know if he still works there, but ask for this guy. His name is Odd Job. and he'll be excellent for you. Very strong guy.
Yeah, way to go. Nice 1962 reference.
You
to
love it. You love Goldfinger.
All right, we're going to take, on that note, on that wonderfully happy note, we're going to continue the show with little news. But first, I do want to mention a client of the Mike O'Mara Show, a brand new client. I'm not going to pick up my laptop thing because I took too much grief over it yesterday. Yes, I am. God damn it.
Get your lap desk.
Here it is.
That's good.
This sits right on my bed or on my couch, and then I prop it up, and I put my laptop on it.
Mm-hmm. Or you could do your knitting on that.
Or I could have a meal. I could take a
yes,
meal.
Yes, you could take a meal.
You see the little circle that's got for the coffee right there?
Yeah, you know what would be great that? Is that if you had that on a massage table, you could cover yourself.
Why don't you just shut up for a second. You see those little cutout holes, beautiful design. If you look in there, there is a fan that cools your laptop.
No
it is specifically designed for that. And then it folds out with the legs to sit over your lap. And it also folds out to give your laptop a place to lie down, which is really spectacular.
Awesome. That's awesome. Cool. I didn't know about the fan.
By the way, did I mention I'm talking about Uncommon Goods? Yes, it's called Uncommon Goods. The holidays sneak up fast, ladies and gentlemen. I hit my microphone. But it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods has thousands. I'm talking thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, and they have something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, avid gardeners. Rob found the coolest thing. What was that thing you were talking about yesterday that you got at Uncommon Goods?
It's a solid rosewood. It looks like a vintage transistor radio, and it does have AM and FM, but it also plays Bluetooth. It's a beautiful speaker. It looks so cool, and it's 100% modern.
Right. Is that? Does it have maybe a little boost for your internet connectivity? I'm just kidding. I'm not.
You know what, Mike?
It
is, it's very fun when that happens.
With every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. That's great. I love that. Uncommon Goods. Love it when these companies do that. I think it's wonderful. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. You know that code. You know it. You love it. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I played an explosion. I have to go to my other soundboard. Back to this.
Oh, you're on your ordnance soundboard? I don't have any parody records and beautiful videos, so you don't need your ordnance today.
I thought you said you did have video today.
I have video, but I don't have any parody records, and that's normally what you blow up. Yeah.
You scared me for a second there.
No, I have the audio.
We begin today with Halloween. I have really purposefully and to DJ prep services all over the United States. Really, to our good friends. We have a source that radio personalities use all over the country. There are different ones, but the one that's the most common, probably the most used, is called the Complete Sheet.
Yeah.
Dudes, enough with Halloween. Okay, we get it. We get it. I mean, really, you want to know why the
Let me guess, they started last week with it. Because they love the
probably
countdown to it.
Probably before that. Now, this one, though, because I've watched a lot of videos that have this subject matter, it was interesting to me. When it comes to Halloween, two kinds of people. Those who believe things are getting more intense in recent years, and those who think we're babying kids too much and things are becoming too safe, too protective, and too bland. I fall into that category, to be honest with you. There is a new article in the New York Times. So this is not your average Halloween poll. What's your favorite candy? BS, BS, BS. Have Halloween decorations become too scary? I know that there have been stories we've had all the time where you see somebody who looks like a legitimate human being hanging from a tree out in a yard, and it freaks people out. I get that. It mentions things like Skelly and the huge Halloween skeletons that have been popping up. What's that beep?
For some reason, I'll unplug my
I think it might have something to do with your connectivity too. That the power cord is not taking not to your stable. It's not stable. So if you can work on that, Skelly, huge Halloween skeletons that have been popping up, along with very lifelike witches and demons and realistic blood and gore. Well, that doesn't bother me. Well, they talk to some. Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
Well, the giant skeletons are so cartoony. Like, I wouldn't be worried about those.
I wouldn't be worried about those at all. They talk to parents who have young kids who like classic Halloween imagery. Pumpkins, witches, ghosts, spiders, skeletons. And they feel like today's dismembered bodies and moving, speaking, and gesturing props are too disturbing. Oh, give me a break,
It's always been that way.
Yeah, I agree.
I love the things when you go into the spirit Halloween store and you walk up to Dracula and he jumps out at you. I think that's fun. Come on.
Yeah, but don't you also kind of feel for the people that are dropping $500 and $600 for those ridiculous robots?
Well, that's their choice, and I think that that's ridiculous. But, you know, that's big Halloween, and, you know, the babying of America, which we've all been a victim of, that's happening. I'm not a big fan of that, but I'm also not a fan of, oh, that's going to disturb little Billy who looks at, you know... Come on, but, grow up, people, please.
But no sign out in your yard for people to tip you for your Halloween or even Christmas display.
Do they? Do the people down in your put
there's a QR code
put tips out there? You know what? That sucks too.
Yeah.
That you know, if you're going to do it out of the goodness of your own heart. Is it going to charity or anything like that?
I think part of it goes to
charity. So they say. I don't believe it for a second.
Some adults admit even they have been rattled by some of the modern decorations, although others say it's possible they were always there. They just didn't notice them as much until they had kids. I don't know where I line up on the really slasher film decorations. I'm not quite sure.
I can still
Rob,
remember.
Did your light go off or something?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, just the sun moved.
Oh, the sun moved. That's what it was.
I remember as a kid, neighbors across the street, the Deal family, and they would always ring up their doorbell so that when you went up and rang the doorbell, a scary voice talked to you. And for years, when I was a little kid, like elementary school, second grade, that flipped me out. But I still remember it, and I thought back. I said, you know what? I like that. I like scaring kids. That's the price you pay for getting candy. That's why I don't like the people that sit in their driveway. I think the kids... have to make the effort of approaching the door and knocking and you know, make an effort because we're giving you free stuff. So they need to try a little harder.
You're very conflicted on Halloween. You have very strong opinions.
Yeah.
You go all over the place, too. I think you truly
hate it. I do hate it.
I think you do. I do.
And I was going to give out candy, but, you know, my father, he stopped it.
I understand. Attaboy
Pop.
But you have a different angle. Tomorrow you get to see all the nurses dressed up in costume.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tomorrow is Sexy Nurse Day at the hospital.
That's exciting. Yeah. Yes, well, you can is. Something there. You know, it's been a tough week for you. You have something to look forward to. I think that's pretty cool. Where do you line up on pets and costumes? On pets, where do you line up on that?
Okay, I think it's mean to the dogs, but I think it's adorable too. I love watching a dog that's dressed up, but I know that they hate it.
You did.
You did.
I bought one this year.
There's a lady online now that comes up on my feed, and you know, you watch one of them, and you're going to get 30 of them. And she has a bulldog that has to be the ugliest creature I have ever seen, with very few teeth. And all the video is her opening something like chicken McNuggets or this beautiful custard that she dumps out on the plate, and the dog's just looking at her and always with a different hat, and then just devours it. The funniest one is when she has this. It looks like a chai latte with whipped cream on top, and she brings it out and she pours the whipped cream in it, and the next cut is whipped cream all over the wall and all over the lady, and she's just staring at the camera while her dog licks the inside of it. Yes, I'm easily amused.
I've seen that video.
A new poll found 1 in 6 Americans are delusional when it comes to pets and Halloween. 16%, or around 1 in 6 people, think pets actually enjoy dressing up for Halloween.
Oh, they hate it. They hate it. I can't, you know, if I take my glasses off, Linus puts his head down because he knows I'm going to try to put my glasses on him. Because a dog with glasses is the greatest in the world, but it's it. Hates
oh, dear.
It.
Oh, my. Yeah. What, he's having some problems.
Do you think the dog puts his head down because he's scared and scarred by the amount of times Rob puts the glasses on him?
Probably.
Or like he's putting it down because he enjoys it?
40% in this poll say they either like it or at least don't mind. I don't buy that. The poll didn't distinguish between cats and dogs, but obviously dogs are a tad more receptive. Your cat just can't seem to grasp the cuteness of it, of course. 16% say pets like, how do they get this? Pets like or love dressing up. 24% said they're more meh about it. Are you kidding me? All right. Are these guys sitting there smoking a big fatty and just writing, making a story up?
Yes. Yeah.
That's
they
it.
Are.
I'm
no,
sorry.
They pulled a bunch of dogs.
Through. This one slipped through the cracks. My
Gone.
Apologies.
Really. I got to ask, though, Josh, what costume did you get your dog?
This year she has a Jason costume.
Like from Friday the 13th?
Yes. Yes, because that is what my stepson is going for as. For Halloween, so the dog matches with their own mask.
Well, good for you. That's wonderful. Happy Halloween, everybody. I don't know if he was supposed to let this slip, but Tim Allen revealed a scene that may or may not appear in Toy Story 5. I didn't even know there was going to be a Toy Story 5.
I'm glad there is. It's a good franchise, Mike.
On Jimmy Kimmel Live, he said, quote, the funniest thing. Did you watch it last night, Josh?
Jimmy Kimmel? No. I watched it as much as I did last week.
That's a little joke. On Jimmy Kimmel Live, he said, quote, the funniest thing to me is that there is a plane crash like in the Tom Hanks movie. I don't know, Tom somebody on the island where a FedEx plane or something with 100 Buzz dolls lands and they're all lost. So it's a castaway with Buzz Lightyear. I don't see anyone.
That can't be true.
It.
No, that's probably true. Isn't Woody Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're probably playing on him.
They're the B story. It's hysterical. They're trying to find their way back, and there are 100 of them. I hope they have it in there. He's such a moron. You know when they quote him, right?
Yeah.
He's just such a dingleberry.
It sounds like he might be back on Blow. So stop it, Tim Allen.
Tim had fun providing the voices of multiple buzzes. He said, quote, I ad-libbed. There's one in the back.
Oh, really? Fantastic. You must be so funny.
I am really not standing by this.
I got to know, Mike, did Tim Allen dress his dog up for Halloween?
I am really. You know, when I'm giving you Tim Allen, sorry, guys. Light news day. My sincere apologies.
I understand. Well, tomorrow is Halloween, Mike. Everyone's very excited.
I didn't want to talk about Trump, meeting with Xi. So that's just the way it goes. Colin Farrell was just a young and up-and-coming actor when he landed a role in the Steven Spielberg blockbuster Minority Report. That's a good movie. I like
it
Minority Report. Mm-hmm. And he made a rookie mistake that really ticked off Tom Cruise. He told Colbert this week that, I guess I've got all the left-wing shows.
Yeah, good.
That's good.
Busy with that one also.
He said, I begged production of a $120 million film if they would not have me working on my birthday. Who did I think I was? I think
wow.
You probably thought you... He was a rookie. He didn't know the ropes at that point. He didn't get it, obviously. But he went out the night before anyway, the night before his birthday. Here's his quote. My pickup, go to set, was 6 a.m., and I got up to all sorts of nonsense the night before. I remember getting into bed, and as soon as I turned off the light, the phone rang, and it was the driver outside saying it's 10 past 6. And I went, OS. Colin was in such bad shape that it took him 46 takes to deliver a single line, and this is the line. And I don't know whether in this movie he has the Irish accent or the American accent. He does both, and he's good at it. The line is, I'm sure you've all grasped the fundamental paradox of pre-crime methodology. I would imagine if you're banged up, hungover, probably a little difficult to do that.
Not great.
He says Tom Cruise wasn't very happy with it. By the way, can you make a note of this particular newscast that this is the best one I've ever done?
I've already submitted it to the Golden Globe Awards. And,
I do have multiple kicker jokes.
Oh, good. That'll
save it. They kind of suck, too.
No, they don't.
Well,
you can't go into it saying that.
Sometimes I just have to be honest, like Jackie Gleason, with the audience.
I understand.
And apologize for this. The secret to doing virtual meetings without wearing pants is seat yourself at a table like Rob with the camera facing you straight on, and don't stand up under any circumstances. A cop learned that lesson the hard way. On Monday, a Detroit police officer, his name is Matthew Jackson, he showed up to court for a virtual Zoom hearing wearing his uniform, top, and badge, but no pants.
You have to wear pants, Mike.
He wasn't sitting behind a proper table. It looks like he was on a couch with the camera on a coffee table. He was seated higher than the camera, so it showed him sitting in his boxers or shorts. We can't really tell. The judge, Sean Perkins, was surprised, and she said, "You got some pants on, officer?" Jackson responded, "No, sir." He then adjusted the camera so the shot just showed him from the waist up. The hearing then went on as normal. There was no comment afterwards. It just moved on. So it's unclear what happened, but it's probably safe to assume that Officer Jackson either didn't have his image showing on his end or it was cropped smaller on the feed being sent out. No word on whether or not the individual who was on trial was freed on bail. The officer told the court that he didn't need to show up because the case was in the bag. Officer Jackson eventually called to testify.
Testify, Mike.
There you go. Three testicle jokes in one news story, ladies and
gentlemen.
Officer
Jackson was in a hurry. He was off to get his massage.
Yes, right. 30% tip. Officer Jackson! More show coming up, but first I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, about our good friends at Incogni.
Love it.
Incogni. This episode powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal. Data brokers scoop up your info, names, addresses, even social security numbers, and they sell it to whoever's paying. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess, and identity theft is always lurking around the corner. Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023 from the previous year. Incogni will fight them. They'll fight back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers, keep monitoring, and push back when brokers resist. You stay off that grid. Lists are gone. You don't have to worry about it. With four flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Here's the bottom line. If your data's out there, you need Incogni. Incogni is an amazing partner, so if you like us, please check them out today. It would mean a lot to the Mike O'Mara Show. Use the code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's Incogni.com/TMOS. I've been trying to get this on the show. Do you mind if I talk about something that really grosses me out? And I don't know why, because I stay at hotels too. But
I will not try to make this worse, because you always accuse me of ruining.
I just don't know what happened to your internet connection. It was perfect yesterday, and today it's horrific. I'm not sure what's going on, whether there's a Wi-Fi antenna that needs to be moved or something like that. Are you wearing any metal in your body, Mr. Spiewag?
Just my knees and hips. Okay. You know what? While you talk about your hotel, let me reset the router. Although it tested fine this morning, maybe something happened. So I'll be back in just a moment.
Rock and roll. Josh, this is a guy that's got it somewhere in the neighborhood. Are you familiar with Cruise America?
Isn't that like an RV rental company?
Yeah, it's an RV rental company. And I don't know why it gives me the heebie-jeebies. But when I see there, here's the thing. If you have, there are services that offer RV rental from private owners, right? And you can hook up with them all over the country, and they can let you have an RV for the weekend or for the week whenever you're going away. That doesn't bug me. When I see the Cruise America with their little mural on the side that says, "I'm rented by everybody," for some reason that just grosses me me out. That just makes me feel like, it's a rental. I don't like rental cars for that reason,
too. It's more than a rental car, then.
Yeah, one of the, I think, Class B or Class C RVs that they have. And the paint's kind of like wearing thin on one side of it. And every time I go by that, I just picture getting inside and having the whole thing smell like a fart. But I know I'm wrong, but it's just it's irrational when I look at that, you know?
Yeah, I imagine that they've got a process for cleaning those.
I would,
but I get the fear of you don't know who was in there beforehand.
Yeah, it just
and you don't know the standard.
And I'm not gonna, I've always thought it would be fun. We did it once for the show where we all hopped in an RV. I know you were talking about the thing that you want, your toy would be a van to do it. I'd like to own one too. I think it would be. Look, this down here, I would say Fort Myers, maybe the whole state of Florida. Probably has more of those dealerships than anywhere in America. And
it's every four exits.
It's incredible, and they do look cool, but it also strikes me as something like a boat where it's a hole in the water that you put money into, and as cool as they look, you use it one weekend, every 6 months, and it doesn't pay for itself. That's the way I look at it.
Remember, I bought a travel trailer, the drag-behind camper. Mm-hmm. And it's been in the garage for almost a year. I think it was end of November that we used it last time.
That's why you get the resale value on these things, because people get them. And if you've ever seen one of those RVs that's the bus kind, the really big kind where the living room juts out automatically and the thing.
The ones that,
Have you ever seen when they get into an accident? That's essentially a thin strip of aluminum over plywood.
It's a box truck with stuff inside it.
That's all it is. And so, I don't know if you want to do that. Now, listen, I was going to mention the movie that I saw last night. And man, oh, man, I loved every second of it. The movie is called Eden. Are you familiar with this movie?
I've never heard of it.
Jude Law. It's got Jude Law. It's got Ana de Armas. It's got Sydney Sweeney in it. And sometimes when I see a movie that's a rental for like $19.99, even though it's better than going to the theater, I don't pop for it. But it went down on Prime, and I am telling you, it's based on a true story, and I loved every minute of it. It's called Eden.
It's by Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, who still knows how to make a movie. And I think based on a true story that happened late 1920s, early 1930s, and this doctor goes off the grid, leaves Germany because the fascism is coming into power in Germany, and he goes off with his wife or his common-law wife to establish like a homestead on an island in the Galapagos Islands. And when you see a movie where every single frame catches your interest, to me, that is extremely rare. And the performances of everybody are spectacular.
It says it's a thriller.
Yeah, it's definitely a thriller. I don't know what it gets. I didn't even check Rotten Tomatoes, which I normally do. But man, oh man, this thing is edge of your seat. Really great storytelling. And if it really happened, the thing that's cool about it is you don't get all the answers at the end. You see what happens. There is finality to it, but there are two versions of the finality, which is very cool, I thought.
All right, but does it leave you like annoyed that you don't have all the answers at the end?
No, it's not like some of the other things. What was the movie that I watched the other day?
The House of Dynamite.
The House of Dynamite, where they're all going into a shelter and then it ends. That's I want to see the world blow up. That's just me. Don't quote me. Isolate that and put that on a soundboard somewhere.
Right, in that movie.
The only thing that I have to mention, and this is a spoiler alert, if you want every little bit of this movie revealed, this will not destroy the plot line, but it certainly was a shocker to me. I am used to the Road to Perdition Jude Law, where you see skinny Jude Law, waif-like Jude Law. Jude Law, in this particular movie, appears to have spent a lot of time in the gym. He is what you would call buff. And speaking of buff...
Is this like in-between movie roles for him or something?
I don't know, but there is a scene where new people arrive on the island. They're not necessarily welcome. And Jude Law comes from in back of his...
his hut, and I think there was no prosthetic involved, but I don't know for sure. Mr. Law is from head to toe, completely naked. Mrs. O'Mara paused for just a second to take look in Jude clue. Law. As a matter of fact, if she's listening and she's in the chat as the Mike O'Mara show, I would like Mrs. O'Mara to perhaps comment on what she thought of Jude Law in his frontal nudity scene where he is just, standing there. And he also seemed to have one feature that she noticed. She pointed this out to me, that his posterior was a little
got
unusual.
The picture right here.
Okay, so you have a picture. Is it the fully naked Jular?
Yes, it is not
pixelated.
Edited.
It's
it
not edited,
edited
at all.
So we will leave it off the show.
All right. Meanwhile, speaking of nudity.
Meanwhile, I popped up. You probably thought I was Jular. I get that a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's full frontal. That's what it is. It's very, very interesting. Yeah. So if you want, more Jude Law than I certainly wanted, you might want to check it out. And she's obviously not listening right now. She's in the shower. So that's that. I just wanted to share that with everybody. We're going to take another break when we come back, ladies.
Send Jude your 30%.
Yes. Gronk is not a player in the NFL. We're going to talk about that because I don't know what the hell it means. That's quite simply where we're going to go with that. On the best show we've ever done. The most magical holiday treat is coming. Everyone wants the Golden Globe nominated TMOS Family Cookbook. And here's your chance to get yours. Are you hungry for food? Hungry for fun? The Mike O'Mara Show Family Cookbook is your ticket to edible excellence with amazing recipes only available from us. One pot spaghetti. Carrie's unbeatable pecan pie. You say pecan or pecan?
Nut. Say nut.
What?
Pecan. Pecan.
Okay. Mrs. Soroka's crab dip. Dude's crack cookies. Zoolander's blue motorcycle. Wow. Is that a beverage or is that a...
That is a beverage that is in both alcoholic and non-alcoholic versions.
It's very exciting. And wait for it. Rice and beans. Plus... dozens more. All the best. I'm serious. All these recipes are in the TMOS Family Cookbook. They are all there, and it'll be in your hands before the holidays. And you can pre-order now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Be part of TMOS history. Feed your need and not your greed. Buy plenty of them and share the TMOS Family Cookbook. Order now. Order often. And please order in multiples of five. We thank you. That's right. Do we have an author of the rice and beans? I'm not sure because that's fair.
It's my brother.
Oh, your brother. Ooh.
It has a footnote where if you grow your own vegetables, it's under 50 cents a serving.
He's a very parsimonious individual. Yes. That
hey, I have a question about my friend Matt Sroka. Is he a good tipper? I would.
That's
just
a good
curious.
Question.
Your brother, he's so cheap. I don't know if he tips or not.
I think he is a straight tipper across the line.
Does he get regular massages?
No. Okay. No, he doesn't go to the doctors.
Okay.
It has caused issues.
Mm-hmm. We have a quote from Matt Sroka here.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?
Thank you, Matt. all right, so what is this, you two guys? I have no idea what you were talking about in the pre-show. That's why I wanted an explanation. Gronk? What the hell is Gronk? Please explain.
Josh, do you want to explain, please?
Gronk is... remember how we had ChatGPT on here a few weeks ago, and we would talk. We set it up so you could talk to it. Mm-hmm. And the AI would talk back to you.
Okay.
Right.
That's Gronk does that as well. And it is tied into through, it's a Elon Musk company. So it's tied in through Twitter. And it's also inside of Tesla's, I believe. And I know
why is
the
it
video.
Called, why is it called Gronk?
I always thought that when they do a virtual thing like that, they have to find something that doesn't sound like another word. Like Siri, is sort of on its own, and that's why Siri can pick its name up. So maybe it just doesn't sound like anything else. But I don't know
tell
the
you,
meaning behind Gronk.
We can't talk about him right now, but we've got a new sponsor coming on the Mike O'Mara Show. This is low tech, as far as I'm concerned, but it's also it uses Wi-Fi, and I'm telling you, it's pretty awesome. Here's a hint: it might be on your screen right now, and you don't even know it. All right, there you go. There's my little hint. But man, that product is
Oh, you got yours?
I am blown away by it.
It's very easy.
I am loving every single event. Let me see. Dino Garner writes, guys, please, you may as well be Whoopi and Joy Behar when the subject of Tim Allen showed up. Stuff like that is why I can't take you anywhere. Well, what does that mean? Were we?
It means, does your hatred of Tim Allen, is it based on his politics?
No.
I think that's the angle
they're
going with. No,
Dino, I am being absolutely truthful when I tell you I hated the whole
the Home Improvement guy.
It was like the one bit that just was done constantly. I didn't like the show. This is well before the politics. I've never been a big fan. I didn't like the Santa Claus.
I didn't
and
either.
The politics, I know them. I know. I'm aware. Well, I really don't know
like
them that
all.
Well. You do because are you pandering right now?
No, I enjoyed Home Improvement as a kid. I liked the Santa Claus when I was younger.
Oh, God, hey, let's have the guy over the fence that just has his eyes shut.
The neighbor, Mike, but you know, also this shows
God.
This
did you
shows
like
to age difference. Me?
Did you like it?
No, it's a stupid show. Horrible show.
I will say.
God, your internet today is driving me nuts. God, help me, Lord.
After that show, he had a show later on where he had three girls, and I enjoyed that one as well. That might be
was
because
that called
I have three
Man
girls.
Of the House? Was
I
that
think
what
something
it was?
Like that. But yeah, now
I think
he
was more political in that, too. So
I think that one was more political. Now he has a show, and it's not very good.
Now, Scoob, you are just clickbaiting me by saying you guys hate comedy. We do
and
not
you're
hate
falling
comedy.
Right into it.
I can't. Well, I just wanted to mention that, but it's not true. Tim is a man. He's just trying to ramp me up.
They
he
are.
That's what yes. they are doing. You guys hate comedy, partly. Yes, it right. No. I just didn't like the material. Let me give you examples of people that I hate solely because of their politics. I thought Kelsey Grammer was very funny. I liked Frasier. I enjoyed that. James Woods, who's a right-wing actor, I think he's done phenomenal work in
Clint Eastwood.
El Salvador. Clint Eastwood, I've watched all of his stuff. I think he's an amazing director. A little dark, but most of his movies I absolutely... Josh has a shopping list of all these people.
No, I was I'm trying to think of good ones that you would like.
He's just looking at all the framed pictures in his office, Mike. These are all
Lee Greenwood. Got all of his albums. Greenwood. Scott Baio. All right, let's be honest here. Does Scott Baio even fit in the discussion? Does he even belong?
Depends. Are you going to throw the young Baldwin in there as well? Stephen Baldwin.
You know, it amazes me that with the left-wing politics of Alec, those must be very tense times. Do they speak to each other? Weren't they riding in the car when
Yeah, they
Alec
have
got
car accidents and eat sunflower
they
seeds.
Have,
right?
They have car accidents
That's
together.
That's probably what caused the car accident.
Right. All right, let me see. Mike, you should only read the super chats on the air. Thank you, George. That's the you know what? We'll then send one, George. I appreciate that. I really think that the politics, in many cases, on both sides, somebody that gets hyper-political, if they happen to be in the movies or television, a lot of times they do that when the old career is not chugging along necessarily. I know they'll say, all right, I'll give you an example of somebody that's gone full Trump and full right-wing. And I didn't like him. I think he's a movie wrecker. I really think he's a scene chewer. And that is Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider, who has never been funny ever, you know, who almost one of the funniest movies I've seen in recent, The Wrong Missy. Rob Schneider did his level best to ruin it.
But he didn't, with the
whole hand chewed off bit, which was like,
Rob Schneider makes Kyle Mooney look like the funniest person on the world because he's horrible. He's just rotten.
Do you like Rob Schneider, John?
He's fine. I don't think he can carry a movie.
Yeah, that's so true. No. Fine. And that's an indictment from Sorokin.
But I also
right
don't
there.
Think I don't think I watch movies or TV shows based on people's politics.
Well, here's the thing with Rob
Schneider. Do.
With Rob Schneider, his politics are now part of his stand-up, and
well,
you're getting and he puts those
nowhere.
Out. He puts what's
that's,
that?
That's your example of a guy whose career is over.
Right.
So he goes this right with this.
That's
way.
What I'm saying. So that's a good example of that. I'm trying to think of my favorite right-wing person who, you know, whose work
Kid
I
Rock.
Like.
Oh, he's good.
Sure. I think Clint Eastwood.
No,
right?
No, I mean, we all know. We all know your favorite right winger.
Who?
It's Sidney Sweeney.
Oh, that's right, Sidney
that's
Sweeney.
True.
She got in a lot of trouble recently.
Sidney Sweeney. I think that was unfair. Sidney Sweeney in the movie that I just recommended, Eden, is absolutely spectacular. She is that good in it. She really is. She is that good. I think she is extremely talented, and there it is. So it doesn't – the politics – Eden. Oh, Rob, you missed it while you were rebooting, but I'm going to tell you this movie with Jude Law is fantastic, and you see Jude Law's penis in it.
So I watch it on the airplane.
Josh recommended it to me, but I thought it was called Eating. I thought it was just the way he said it.
Oh, no. This is actually Eden, based on a 1930s doctor that goes off the grid. Although there wasn't much of a grid in the 30s anyway, but he's like in the Galapagos.
The 1930s grid. Right.
Yeah. He was off the telephone grid.
But he left
electric grid.
But here's the thing. He left Germany right before all the bad fascism stuff started.
Okay. Well, that's good timing on his part.
Well, it's
to
also,
get out of there in time.
I've been reading about Irish citizenship, too. They're making it easier. Do you know that they are, in some of these countries now, making it easier to get a passport in different countries?
Will you relocate?
No, I don't think so. But, I mean, it's just I'd be lying if I didn't say I get scared. I get a little scared when you see, on your feed when things are happening, like ICE agents that are, confronting people in the street that are citizens. That freaks me out a little bit because that's like invading cities with American troops. That weirds me out. I would think if you're right or left, you would have to be a little bit hinky about that. I would be nervous about it.
Yeah.
Are you nervous about it at all, Josh, when you see National Guard troops in American cities?
No, not at the moment. I mean, it all depends on how they, what they're actually doing. And it's hard to get the truth from either side right now because everything is so angled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if an ICE agent for some reason showed up at your massage parlor and took away all the people? Would that be bad?
Be very scary.
Maybe that's the badge I find on Amazon.
Let me just mention that yesterday, we took Michael out of school early. So when you take a kid out of school early, it's like giving him a happy pill. So he's bouncing all over the walls in the car. But we had to take him to get the get his passport updated for the cruise that we're going to be going on because we are going out of country. And I dreaded it. I dread any kind of municipal government-run agency. This was a city-run, the entertainment mecca of Cape Coral, Florida. And
say it right.
Oh, it was great. Cape Coral. Down there, and let me tell you something. It was one of the rarest experiences. Big line of chairs, not a single soul at the passport window. Not
wow,
one.
Good for and, you.
And they had the little TV screens up where you put your phone number in the iPad, and then they call the last four digits of the phone number, and there was nobody there. So we got in right away, and I said, this is rarefied air. This is to be able to do this. And we got to the finish line and we were almost there. Now, what they want you to do is they want you to fill out the form, pre-fill it out, and you do that online. And then you bring the printed out form to the office. And then they take the paperwork, you write them a check, they expedite the password. 2 to 3 weeks, your passport is here. Cutting it a little close, Carla. Sorry, I mentioned it about a year ago. But anyway, we get in there, and guess it was fine until Carla looked over her shoulder and said, "We got a bit of a problem here." I said, "Of course."
Oh,
would it be
no.
a bureaucratic? Would it be a bureaucratic event if there wasn't a problem? It wouldn't. And we go, and it's my pesky apostrophe. My apostrophe with between the O and the Mara. So the O Mara apostrophe that does not exist on my driver's license exists on my passport. And because of that, the entire form. But by and large, I give it an 8 or even a 9 out of 10 with no problems. We were the
only
ones
to resolve there. Able to resolve the apostrophe issue there without sending you back home? I mean, did they resolve it in-house?
They did. And, well, she just, Carla Han filled out. I don't know if that's normally, because it was so lack of traffic there, we were able to get it done.
Well,
and,
right, no one wants to leave the country.
No one wants to leave the country. Yeah, because it's so much fun.
Yes.
By
yes.
the way, kudos to my son for helping the Spanish-speaking man who didn't speak any English with the iPad and putting his information in. I was extremely proud of him, the way he did that.
Well, because you only know one word. So were you just cheering the guy on?
Yeah, he got done with it. I went,
every time he wrote
eso!
It.
Eso! 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 All right, I hesitate because I don't know. Beautiful video, possible with the
We've
circumstances.
Got it.
Yeah,
we've got
we can
it.
Do it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's do that. We will do some beautiful video when we come up. But I want to mention this to you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about something that really, really will make you calm, and it'll make you slow down too, and find that calm that we're all looking for, where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis. It's a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, help you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, unlike my Chinese sunglasses. Because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to Avocado Green, excuse, let me say that again, avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Okay, good. Mike.
Hi.
I'm wondering, John, between the two shows, did you go to Seattle at all?
No, trip to Seattle yet.
That surprised me, because check out this story. I thought this definitely could be you. Okay, trip the one that says tonight. Thank you.
We'll try this.
This is a different tape, but this is a weirdo. Watch this guy. That's okay, fine, Josh. Play that one first.
To my children, my partners, my family with, since I was, you know, maybe 14, 15 years old. And
that's breaking up too.
It doesn't bother me. It's not bothering me.
Thank you.
Oh, it was playing all right on my. Well, let me.
It
show
was.
You,
was
Rob.
It playing on your feed? If it was
it
playing
was.
On your feed, go. All right, roll it one more time. So, what is this okay. anyway? What are we looking at, Rob?
This guy is a weirdo, and I think I just am guessing he might have mother issues. And he posted this. He's a TikTok influencer, which, as you know, is great. So, see what this man has to tell.
What you're hearing right now is my what people would call my speaking voice, and this is the voice I have spoken to my children, my partners with since I was, you know, maybe 14, 15 years old, and it doesn't bother me. This voice does not bother me. But this voice is the voice I speak with for a reason. And I am really curious if anyone else has noticed this about themselves. So when I started hitting first puberty, when I was, you know, 11,
put your
12,
sunglasses on,
old,
dude.
My mother started saying something to me. She would say, "You're mumbling. You're mumbling. You're always mumbling. Stop mumbling. You're mumbling. You're mumbling, 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 mumbling." That word mumbling came out of her mouth at me in every conversation for years when I hit about 11, 12, 13 years old. And so I would speak up. I would squeeze my voice. I would speak up here. This is the register I would speak in. You guys know that.
It is now freezing for me.
Partner.
As well.
I'm sorry,
guys. Jesus Christ.
How about, Mike, I save some beautiful video and I show you a couple clips of Little John's new album, because I think this one is directed towards you.
Ah, please.
You.
Very good. A little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you gotta be in the right mood.
Peace up. Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
He is helping you meditate.
Today we're going to take a moment to say yeah to life. If you're feeling stressed out or your life is just a little out of whack,
I need it today.
It may be time to take a deep breath.
The whole album's available now. Here is Turn Down.
Down.
That's
for
another
what?
Another clip.
To hear the quietness around you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lil Jon.
To hear that voice within.
It's a better pivot than politics to get attention.
I agree.
I think so.
I can accept it. I'm not sure that the animation is my cup of tea.
Well, I think it's supposed to help you meditate.
Lil Jon's face is supposed to help you meditate.
The voice that is not thinking or judging or watching.
Thank you, Lil Jon.
Or worrying about anything. Just listening to itself in silence.
Just my massage. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Lil Jon.
That can calm me down. Better. A little Jon.
How about this? Did you get my... I was going to play this at the front of the show. This, to me, will be a wonderful palate cleanser on the Time Capsule show we've done today. Check this out. How about some puppies and babies, right? When in doubt, how about puppies and babies? Lay this one on us. There we go. Hey, Josh.
Yes.
I have to ask this question. Those aren't AI puppies, are they?
You know, I'm not sure.
Because everything
let's
now.
Let's look again.
All right.
I am starting to wonder about AI on how they just cover him completely.
Okay. Try it one more time. I love it. No, I see the baby.
I
think it's
real. Did you see part two of that video where the puppies actually ate the baby?
Thank you. That's a good place to end. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Thank you, Josh Soroka. Thank you, listeners. We appreciate the super chats. Much appreciated. And Rob, to your dad, very best to him for a speedy recovery. I know it's been a tough week for you. Thanks for joining us for the end of the week. We appreciate that. And we will be back Monday with a brand new show, everybody. So enjoy your Halloween. Be safe. I don't think people really put stuff in candy anymore, but, check it
out. I do.
Really?
I put a razor blade in an orange because I'm in Florida, and I just keep handing them out.
That used to be verboten. We used to not be able to make that joke. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folk.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Colds, flus, strips, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.
What the hell's going on here?
Just thought that we're almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly.
Fiddlesticks. I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man. You're a bishop, for God's sakes.
There is no God.